All right, ready to dive into something exciting.
Always up for an adventure. What are we exploring today?
How to spark creativity in the classroom.
Ooh, sounds right up my alley.
We're talking about more than just arts and crafts here.
I'd say that.
Really blending creative thinking with analytical skills, helping students learn to think outside the box,
yeah,
while still mastering those essential concepts.
That's so important, right? Because we often treat creativity as the separate thing. Like it's only for the artsy kids, you know? But the research actually shows that everyone has this creative capacity.
Oh.
It's just about providing the right environment for it to kind of blossom.
So how do we do that? We've got a stack of articles.
Oh, wow.
And even a YouTube video here.
Lots to unpack.
From the Creative Educator.
Okay.
All focused on fostering creativity in learning environments.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
Well, one article that really caught my eye is called Five Hallmarks of a Creative Project. And it lays out these really practical guidelines for designing lessons that really encourage that creative thinking.
I like it.
And the first hallmark is pretty surprising. It actually suggests that a truly creative project shouldn't even need a student's name on it.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Think about it. The project should be so uniquely and personally expressed that you can instantly recognize who created it just by looking at it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's when you know students are truly invested in thinking outside the box.
Okay, that's a really interesting way to look at it.
Right.
So it's not about following a formula.
Yeah.
It's about giving students the freedom to, you know, really express themselves in their own way.
Exactly. Yeah. And the article gives some great examples of how to do this.
Okay.
One suggestion is to ban clip art.
That might sound a little radical, but I can see how it would force students to come up with their own visual solutions.
Right. That's where the real creative thinking kicks in. Another example they give is designing wanted posters for vocabulary words.
I love that.
Much more engaging than just, you know, writing a definition.
Absolutely, yeah.
It encourages students to think about the word in a different way, maybe even incorporating visual puns or imagery.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're talking about weaving creativity into even those subjects that traditionally feel very analytical.
Right, right.
Like vocabulary building.
Okay, so that brings us to another point, right? The idea that we can foster creativity across different levels of cognitive complexity.
You got it.
I'm not sure I follow.
Oh, let me explain.
Yeah.
There's this framework called Webb's Depth of Knowledge, or DOK for short.
Okay.
Which categorizes learning tasks based on the level of thinking required. And what's cool is that you can incorporate creativity into tasks at all four DOK levels.
Even at the most basic level, where students are just, you know, recalling facts.
Yep. They give the example of having students illustrate word problems. It's still a level one task because it's about understanding the basic concepts.
Right.
But that visual element adds a layer of engagement and helps students connect with the material in a different way.
So we've got banning clip art, designing wanted posters, illustrating word problems. It sounds like we're really starting to build a toolkit here for teachers.
Exactly. Sarah. To use. And as we move up the DOK levels, the creative challenges become more complex.
Gotcha, okay.
A level two activity might involve having students create cool words for vocabulary.
Cool words, okay.
Where they fill the word itself with an image that represents its meaning.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
So instead of just memorizing a definition, they're really thinking about the essence of the word.
Yes.
And expressing it visually. I bet that helps with retention, too.
Absolutely.
And then at the higher levels, you can have students design mystery projects.
Yes.
Where they present facts in this compelling way
that
leads the audience to make inferences.
Exactly. It's like turning fact-finding into a detective game.
I love that.
So we're not just talking about making learning more fun. We're talking about developing critical thinking skills through these creative activities.
And that's where cultivating a creative learning culture becomes so important, right?
Right. It's about setting the stage for this kind of thinking to thrive.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
All right.
What does a creative learning culture actually look like?
Well, another article, Cultivate Creativity in Your Learning Culture, outlines seven key strategies for doing just that.
Okay.
And it all starts with the teacher's mindset.
So the teacher needs to believe in their students' creative potential, before they can expect the students to believe in it themselves.
Exactly. It's about modeling that belief and creating a safe space for students to take risks and express themselves without fear of judgment.
Right.
They even use this great analogy of letting your inner Luna Lovegood shine through.
I love that.
Embracing that quirky, imaginative spirit.
But doesn't that sometimes clash with the need for, you know, structure and discipline in a classroom setting?
It's all about finding the right balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The article talks about valuing questions over answers,
right?
Which can be a bit of a shift for teachers who are used to being the holders of knowledge, right?
So encouraging students to be curious,
yeah,
to explore, to not be afraid of not knowing the answer right away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they actually suggest using a specific technique
called
the question formulation technique.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, I can break it down for you.
Please.
It's a really simple but powerful process where you present students with a topic or a problem.
Okay.
And then guide them through a series of steps to generate their own questions.
Oh, interesting.
It helps them move from passive recipients of information to active inquirers.
Gotcha.
Which is a key element of creative thinking.
That's fascinating.
Right.
So it's not about giving students all the answers.
No.
It's about equipping them with the tools to ask the right questions.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what will ultimately prepare them to be innovators and problem solvers in a world that's constantly changing.
It's so important.
Right.
It sounds like we're really talking about a pretty significant shift in mindset here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both for teachers and students.
Mm-hmm.
Moving away from that, you know, traditional sage on the stage model and embracing something more collaborative, a more inquiry-based approach.
Exactly.
One of the most effective ways to do that, I think, is through project-based learning.
Right, absolutely. It's a teaching method where students learn by actually, like, engaging in real-world and meaningful projects.
Okay, so I've heard of project-based learning, but I'm not sure I fully understand what it entails.
Oh, I can explain further.
Yeah.
So basically, project-based learning is about presenting students with a challenging problem or a question.
Okay.
And then you guide them as they work collaboratively to research, plan, and create a solution or product that addresses that challenge.
So it's not just about, you know, memorizing facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Completing worksheets, it's about applying knowledge and skills to solve those real-world problems.
Exactly.
I could see how that would be much more engaging for students.
Right. And it's a natural fit for incorporating creativity.
Right.
Because projects often require students to think outside the box, come up with original solutions, and express themselves in all sorts of different ways.
So it sounds like project-based learning provides a framework.
Done.
For all these creative strategies that we've been discussing.
Exactly. Instead of just isolated activities, these creative approaches become part of a larger learning experience.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about, you know, those hallmarks of a creative project, weaving creativity into different levels of cognitive complexity.
Right.
Even project-based learning.
Yes.
As a framework for bringing it all together.
It's all connected.
But before we wrap up, I wanted to shift gears a bit.
Oh, okay.
And talk about cultivating our own creativity as adults.
Such a good point.
Even if we're not teachers, these principles can still apply to us, right?
Absolutely. As adults, we need to nurture our own creative sparks, too.
The article, Cultivate Your Creativity, and the YouTube video with the same title offer some fantastic tips.
They do.
For tapping into our creative potential, even if we feel like we've lost touch with it.
Oh, for sure.
And one of the things they emphasize is the importance of making time for unstructured play.
Oh, I love that.
I know that can be tough for us busy adults.
It really can.
But even small moments of playfulness can make a big difference.
Right. Even something as simple as, like, digging in the dirt with a four-year-old.
I love that example.
It's such a great reminder that play isn't just for kids.
So true.
It's essential for our well-being and creativity at any age.
The article also talks about finding your passion.
Yeah, something that lights you up.
Right.
Fills you with energy.
Because when you're passionate about something, you're more likely to be creative, right?
Absolutely.
To find innovative solutions.
Yeah.
And to kind of persevere even when things get tough.
That's when passion really shines through.
And the YouTube video added a great point.
What's that?
About observing the world with a sense of wonder. Like Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter.
I love that.
Seeing the magic in the everyday.
Right. Those little details that we often miss.
Noticing the details that others might miss.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about making time for play.
Mm-hmm.
Finding our passion, observing the world with that sense of wonder.
A good start.
Any other tips for our listeners who might be feeling creatively stuck?
Well, one thing that resonated with me is the idea of giving ourselves permission to be creative.
Yeah, sometimes we get so caught up in doing things the right way that we stifle our own creative impulses.
And creativity often involves breaking the rules, experimenting, and embracing the unexpected.
So what rule could you break this week to spark your own creativity?
It could be something small, like trying a new recipe, exploring a different walking path, or finally starting that creative project you've been putting off.
Right. Or what small act of rebellion will you commit to unleash your inner Luna Lovegood?
We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can share your experiences on social media using the hashtag #deepdivecreativity.
And remember, creativity isn't a solo act. It thrives in collaboration.
Right, think about all those brainstorming sessions
Yeah.
where one person's idea sparks another, and
Well,
suddenly you have this incredible synergy happening.
and it's not just about generating ideas.
No.
It's about, learning from each other,
Yes.
giving and receiving feedback, working together toward a common goal.
Those are all essential skills for success, no matter what you're doing.
So let's encourage our students to collaborate, to share their ideas,
Yes.
and build on each other's
And
strengths.
let's do the same in our own lives, Reach out to others, bounce ideas around,
Yeah.
and see what you can create together.
Because when we unleash the power of collective creativity,
We can make a real difference.
that's what this deep dive is all about.
Inspiring you to embrace your creative potential.
And to use it to make the world a more beautiful
More
and a
innovative,
more
Jules.
joyful place.
Keep those dandelion seeds blowing.
Yes.
Keep asking, what if?
Keep creating.
The world needs your unique spark.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into creativity.
And that brings us back to something we talked about earlier,
Yeah.
that idea that creativity isn't just about artistic expression,
Right. It's a way of approaching life.
Yeah, with that sense of curiosity, a willingness to try new things.
And that belief that anything is possible.
It's about looking for those unexpected connections,
Yeah, challenging those assumptions, finding new ways to solve problems.
It's about seeing the world not just as it is, but as it could be.
That's what makes creativity so powerful.
It really is the driving force behind innovation, progress, positive change.
It allows us to imagine a better future and then go make it happen. So whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who wants to live a more creative and fulfilling life, I hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought.
Creativity is a journey, not a destination, right?
It's true.
There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Just got to start somewhere.
Take small steps, experiment, have
And
fun.
never be afraid to let your inner Luna Lovegood out.
We'll see you next time for another adventure in learning.
Sounds good.